bright palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas. It's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.
Hello?
Hey, Abby.
Hey.
It's George Washing Machine here and Claire O'Mara on the other microphone, and we have solved the technological problem, and it seems like that we are able to talk to you. Isn't this wonderful?
It's incredible. Hello, George. Hello, Claire.
Hello, Abby.
And
hi, how are you?
We are both very well, and we're quite excited to talk to you about this upcoming show on Saturday, the 21st of September at the State Theatre. And that's going to be incredible. Like, there's a cast of thousands.
Really, thousands.
What a great night it's going to be. Can you give us a little lowdown on what's happening? I mean, our listeners will, of course, know you from all your things with various groups.
Oh, Abby, yes. Oh, well, I've said just a little. I'm just going to go off track here for a minute. I've seen you perform with Lara and your beautiful band with her,
Baby and Lulu.
Yes, I've seen you at it was the Port Fairy Folk Festival, I believe.
Oh. Wonderful place, yes. to see us. We love that.
Oh, it was just special. Absolutely brilliant show. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Well, I won't be singing in French.
No.
Oh, sacre coeur.
I know, sacre bleu. but I will be singing the beautiful songs of Leonard Cohen. I've been so lucky that I've been a kind of permanent guest. I don't want to say that lean on that word too much for fear that it might snap, but I've been invited to be a guest with this Leonard Cohen show. I was actually just trying to think how long it's been going for, but I've certainly been involved with it for, I mean, maybe it's 25 years.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Well, we know that Mr. Cheese is a big fan of Leonard Cohen. Oh, sorry, Monsieur, yes. Camembert.
That's right.
Big fan. I always go the Aussie translation of that, you know. But because we've all known Yaron for a long, long time, since he had that little club Quirks down in Marrickville.
Fantastic club.
Yeah, and then he went next door and Camelot and Django Bar, which still go great guns, and now he's up in the Hunter Valley with a Quirks there. But this is a huge thing, getting into the State Theatre. It's such a wonderful venue.
It's incredible, isn't it? This show I've never played there with this show. The last show we did was at the concert hall. Was at the Opera House.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one before that was at the Angel Place, the recital hall. And before that it was at Camelot. So we're taking great strides towards where do we go from here?
I know. You have to do some big outdoor concert, like the big
Aces Stadium.
Yes, or go out west and do, you know, the Monday Bash or something like that.
Yes.
Silverton.
The big red bash, one of those.
The big red bash, that's what I think.
But it's a beautiful, I mean, it is a magnificent show. It's one of my most favourite things to do. I'm a long-time Leonard Cohen fan. I actually just did an Instagram post last night. You know, when I was, I used to be in a band called Leonardo's Bride.
Yes, we remember.
And Dean and I started dating, you know, in 1989. And we went to Greece and lived there for 3 months, and that's where we started playing music together. We got a gig at Zorba's Bar playing three nights a week, and we were playing, you know, some originals but also covers, and there were many Leonard Cohen songs in our repertoire at Zorba's Bar in the northern village of Ea on the island of Santorini.
Far out. Yeah, well, that's a very famous...
very, sounds horrible.
I mean, it's a very well-known and well-documented story of Leonard Cohen in Greece and hanging out with a tribe of people there back in the day. And
yes, well, I actually just went. I just revisited Greece in May and June, and finally went to Hydra, which was the island that Leonard lived on from 1960 to 1967.
Yeah,
with Charmian Clift and George Johnston, and where he met the Marianne.
Yeah,
about whom he wrote the song. Yeah.
It's an incredible time. I guess we're lucky that we have access to, you know, the written word books and films and recorded output and film output, so that we can look at all this stuff and we can go back and delve into this stuff and this material. And then you have the blessing of now being able to interpret that material and step onto a beautiful stage like at the State Theatre with an incredible band. You know, you've got Yaron on guitar and Eddie Bronson, who's just beautiful on the accordion.
It's incredible.
Young Dan Pliner on the piano, who's an incredible player as well.
Yes.
And young Charlie Meadows on the guitar, which is great. Cam Reed, beautiful. And Nick Holvig on the bass as the core group. Boy, oh boy. And you get to step out there onto that stage and, you know, you're sharing it with a bunch of luminaries: Deborah Conway, Lynn Botel, Timothy James Bowen, Stephanie Chirote. Chirote. Is that how you say it? Oh, I'd say Chirute, like
well,
the cigar.
Know, I've always pronounced it that way. I've been a long time fan of Stephanie's, and I actually don't know, to tell you the truth, but I've always just thought in my head it was Chirote. But, you know, I've never heard it out loud. I could have had it wrong all this
but
time.
Does she have sisters or?
She does. Alana. I know she's got a brother as well, but Alana plays, is a beautiful singer too, and she plays with a group of
the big old bus band. That's who I heard her with, I think. With
Huey Murray.
I don't know. Yeah. That one. She's got, she does another one with two other singers, and it's very glamorous and kind of retro and fabulous.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, go on. I was just ploughing through here because Luke Escombe, who Claire's just recently done some recording for, Robert Taisha, Susie Bishop, Buku, Anatoly, who's a beautiful cat on the cello, George Dukas, and Victor Valdez. My good, with the Daydream Believers Choir, with a one-voice choir, with a Sydney Jewish Choral Society, it's going to be bigger than Ben-Hur.
Wow. I know. It really is quite a production. We're going to, it will be a transcendent evening. I think because the words are so powerful in and of themselves, and Yaron has programmed the show where there's spoken word recordings of Leonard talking some of his prose, as well as Yaron narrating stories between the songs. But the words are so powerful in and of themselves.
Yeah.
And all of us have this great kind of reverence for the material, do you know? Everybody who is kind of invited to sing understands the power of the words that they're delivering. So it's going to be beautiful. They usually are extraordinary happenings, always, you know, it's just a one-off show. This is going to be his 90th birthday celebration.
Right. What is it about Leonard Cohen that resonates with yourself?
Well, it's funny. In this post that I did last night, where I was kind of rambling about Leonard, I said, you know, in the absence of religion, you know, his song is my prayer book. You know, he has this. Well, he's a poet. He was a poet first a singer, and I still kind of reference, you know, I love just opening a Leonard Cohen book and reading the words.
It's the poetry.
Not necessarily listening. It's the poetry
that resonates with, you know, your humanity.
Yeah, but also he was, you know, he was a searcher and a seeker, and there's this great kind of devotional quality about the things that he writes about, and he has a great sense of humor as well. I mean, people have always kind of, you know, in years gone by, perhaps not anymore, but always used to kind of knock people who liked Leonard Cohen because he was this dark lord and humorless. But I actually find him hilarious. I think he's really funny.
There you go. Well, look, I think it's going to be a fabulous show. Saturday, the 21st of September, at the State Theatre, the Leonard Cohen Show, with presented by Monsieur Camembert, with luminaries, including your good self. Abby Dobson's going to be there. And you can get online. I guess you go to you look up Monsieur Camembert's page, or you go to the State Theatre and get some tickets, because it's going to be a terrific night in that.
You just do a little search engine, listeners, State Theatre, Leonard Cohen, it all pops up.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good on you.
Yeah. And now, Abby, what are you singing, one song in the show?
I'm going to be singing three songs, and then some kind of harmonies on some other songs.
Nice.
But yeah, I'll sing the famous Blue Raincoat, and a song that I'm madly trying to learn now, If It Be Your Will, which is a beautiful kind of prayer.
We might play that.
Hallelujah.
Blue. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, you're doing hallelujah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That'd be closing the show, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's at the end.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, with the choir, you know.
My gosh. Goosebumps.
Bring the heavens down. Yeah.
Well, look, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you for helping us. Spread the good word.
Well, I know the East Side listener is a very discerning listener and audience, and I'm sure there will be rows K to M will be full of East Side listeners. And we are now going to play a track. We're going to play, in fact, you.
Oh, yes, we're going to play Famous Blue Raincoat. I think,
yes,
Leonard Cohen. Thank you, Abby, so much. Have a great show. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you, Claire.
All the best.
Thank you, George. All the best
All
to
right.
you, too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Toodaloo.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.
End of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living there. Music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yeah. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. while I see James away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here, for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Great palette of colour.
Life is full of these grey areas, it's not just black and white.
An identity-forming experience.
You are listening to Eastside Radio Podcast with discussions and insights on art, politics, music and more here on eastsidefm.org.
If you are still seated, I'd be very surprised.